of the Pittsburgh Steelers, has returned to Pittsburgh. He is now receiving treatment at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. No further updates will be given on his condition until there are more tests and evaluations. The NFL says it is monitoring the wildfires in Southern California. Rams and Eagles set to play in L.A. this weekend.
No matter what your budget is, take the JCPenney Holiday Challenge and find surprising gifts at even more surprising prices. Save on toys, apparel, and name brand gifts your family will love. Come in the store or go to jcp.com and get everything on your list for less than you think. JCPenney.
When you book your holiday travel with Priceline, you can save up to $300 on your flight. With savings like that, you'll have extra money to spend on better gifts for your nieces and nephews. That's the sound of being a caring and generous gift giver. And when you've had enough of that gift, you can also save up to 60% on hotels. For the deals you won't find anywhere else, go to Priceline.
Express deals are different. Exact airline or hotel shown only after booking.
We've reached it, the point where the only way to make Tuesdays any better is by having more boneless wings. That's why here at Buffalo Wild Wings, we've invented Boneless Tuesdays. It's a celebration where if you order boneless wings at full price, you'll get another of the same size for free. This works for dine-in or takeout. Every little bit counts. And on Tuesdays, every boneless wing counts as two. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. Valid only on Tuesdays while supplies last. Tax and gratuity extra. Additional restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
Guys, the JCPenney Holiday Challenge is on. Come in and save up to 50% off throughout the store. Get her something special like select fine jewelry up to 70% off after an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. And for JCPenney rewards members only, get 1/10 carat total weight diamond stud or pendant for just $25 each, only while supplies last. Get everything on her list for less than you think. JCPenney. Offers represent savings on regular original prices. Credit offers subject to credit approval. Diamond studs and pendant excluded from coupon and rewards. Other exclusions may apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
I'm Ari Wolf with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Steelers linebacker Ryan Shazier will remain under the care of neurosurgery experts in Cincinnati after suffering a spine injury in Monday night's win over the Bengals. The hope is Shazier can be moved back to Pittsburgh following further tests in the next 24 to 48 hours. In other Steelers news, wideout Juju Smith-Schuster had his one-game suspension for an illegal hit upheld on appeal Tuesday night. He will now miss Sunday's key game against the Ravens. Rob Gronkowski also had his one-game suspension upheld for a late hit Sunday on Bills corner Tre'Davious White. Buffalo will have to make their playoff push without starter Shaq Lawson and Jordan Matthews, both players placed on injured reserve Tuesday, so was Bears Pro Bowl guard Kyle Long. And NFL Network's Mike Garofolo reports Eli Manning is back in the starting lineup. The Giants QB reinstated under center following the firing of head coach Ben McAdoo Monday. Eli was benched last week, ending his streak of 210 straight starts. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Napa Know How. Hi, I'm professional football player Larry Fitzgerald, and I know a thing or two about longevity. And the truth is, with the proper maintenance, even an old vehicle can run like new. So if you want your car to have a longer, stronger career, Napa Auto Parts has more than 500,000 quality parts and knowledgeable people to help you out. While it may not be all pro now, with the right quality parts, you can help your ride go the distance. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. Night. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
5:05, welcome back and welcome in. Hour number two of the Todd Brommel Camp Show, along with Alex Kuna and our producer, Kyle Mann. I'll get you up until 7 o'clock tonight. High school basketball on the way for you, as well as the Iowa and Iowa State women on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. It's actually the subject of our poll question today. Who wins tonight between the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones? Emil's Hideaway bringing you the poll question. Find him on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. December of 1989, the last time that the Iowa women were able to go on the road and take down the Cyclones in Hilton Coliseum. It'd be a pretty nice birthday present for Iowa associate head coach Jan Jensen, who also happens to be one of the absolute most genuine, down-to-earth, nicest people that you will ever meet, associated with the University of Iowa Athletic Department. Hawkeyes and Cyclones tipping at 6:30 tonight on 1600 AM. That means that this show will finish up the final 30 minutes tonight on the FMs only. 106.3 in Iowa City, 107.5 in Cedar Rapids. Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com is going to be with us tonight at 6:05 to answer your fantasy football questions. Most of you are in the playoffs this week, unless you're in a league where the playoffs will start next week. So understand there's probably a lot of important lineup questions for you tonight. Maybe you're looking for some help. Tristan's appearance sponsored each week by Imon Communications. Again, he's coming up at 6:05. 6 o'clock showdown tonight is on the way. We did not have a 7-0 perfect Hall of Fame winner last week, but somebody's going to have an opportunity to take home some Cedar Rapids Rough Riders tickets with us tonight. Speaking of the Riders, a 3-1 loss on the road to Green Bay last night, but they are home Friday and Saturday. Lots more to get into on the program today as well, including some news out of the NFL, which isn't completely unexpected, but Roger Goodell getting his 5-year contract extension approved, and the NFL also looking at bringing targeting to the rule book in much the same vein that it is in the college game. 319-366-1600. That's the number that you're going to want to use. It is the Hertin & Stocker text line. We've got a $50 gift card to Hertin & Stocker, which is going to be yours before 7 o'clock tonight as well. Well, you know what? I'd make you a promise, and I sometimes keep these. I keep them about 62% of the time. The other times, I usually forget, and it's after the cutoff date. Since we're breaking away from 1600 a.m. tonight at 6:30, we'll give away the $50 Hertin & Stocker gift card before 6:30 tonight. So sometime coming up in the next 90 minutes. I want to talk about something very important right now, though, and it's something not related to the world of sports. So I don't know whether this is going to upset people. Sometimes anything you do or say on this program upsets a handful of people. But I was out at lunch today. And if you follow me on Twitter at Todd Brommelkamp, you already may know where this is going. But I'm sitting there and I'm trying to enjoy my lunch, and it wasn't particularly loud where I was having my lunch today, but I was sitting next to a table with two gentlemen at it, and the one, I don't think he realized how loud he was talking. But you could have been sitting virtually anywhere in the restaurant and heard the conversation, at least one side of the conversation. And they were talking about work. And in particular, they're talking about a gentleman by the name of Les. And it was savage. And I'm glad that I don't work with Les. I'm glad Les wasn't at the table. But I'll read you these two tweets. Bad news for Les, who is not at the table. One of his coworkers thinks he's a bullheaded blank. And Les, if you are reading this, I've got bad news for you. You're never going to be an engineering manager anywhere else. Two, just a savage takedown of a guy that I'm guessing these two idiots worked with. And one of them could not control the volume of his. I don't think he realized how loud he was talking, but you could have been on the other side of the restaurant and you would have heard them.
So basically everybody in the restaurant knows how much Les of an idiot, quote
right.
unquote,
Les and
is.
Les is in over his head and he's a terrible engineering manager. I don't know what that means. I have a guess. He probably works at Rockwell or someplace like that. But if you are named Les and you are listening to this program, I hate to break it to you, but you get a couple coworkers that don't think very highly of you.
I have a bad feeling about this. I have a feeling that Les is actually listening right now.
No, I don't think anybody's listening right now, more often than not. But here's what I want to ask everybody right now, because I think this is fun. You can only talk about crappy bowl matchups in Iowa and Boston College so much, and Iowa and Iowa State, the men play tomorrow, and I think there's way more interest in that than there is in the Iowa-Iowa State women's game tonight. What's the most awkward conversation that you've ever overheard in public? 319-366-1600. You can use the Hertin and Stocker text line, or you can man up and give us a call, 366-1600. I say man up. Of course, we have female listeners as well, so I just alienated all six of them. The most awkward conversation you've ever heard in public, 366-1600. It was savage today. It was a savage, brutal takedown of Les. And I couldn't help but, A, thinking of Les Nessman from WKRP, because anytime I hear the name Les, that's who I think of. But B, feeling sorry for this guy who apparently is completely incompetent and hated by his coworkers, both of whom looked, by the way, as if they had just stepped off the set of The Big Bang Theory. Again, I don't want to generalize, but they're talking about engineering, and these two guys look like Sheldon and What's-His-Nuts from that show that I've never watched before in my life. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay, this beats hanging out on my phone reading Twitter.
Do you think that they actually have confronted Les, or is this all happening behind Les's back?
Trust me, it's happening behind Les's back. These guys.
So do you think in front of Les, hey, Les?
Exactly.
You want some coffee?
Exactly.
I brought some donuts today. Now,
You're bullheaded, Les. You are a bullheaded blank. I can't even say what you are, but this guy could very loudly, as I'm trying to enjoy my carbohydrate-free meal. I tell you, man, there's got to be an easier way to do this, right, than giving up virtually everything that you enjoy. But I digress. Most awkward conversation you've ever heard in public. 319-366-1600.
I was at a restaurant one time. And
these all happen at restaurants. They all happen publicly. Right?
Yes. There was a family who apparently was having some issues with each other and money. And were basically airing their dirty laundry out at the top of their lungs. Now, you owe me this amount. No. I paid the bill last year. Johnny owes me this and Terry owes me that. It was absolutely at the top of their lungs, and the entire restaurant heard it. And I think that was super awkward because I sat down and I thought to myself, these are people who are related to each other. Absolutely, without any conscience, airing their grievances with each other for the entire restaurant to hear.
Don't argue about money with family members in the middle of public. 319-366-1600, the Hertin and Stocker text line being put to its exact use today. This is exactly what the text line is intended for here. We've got Don, late teens, early 20s guy, meeting girlfriend's parents for the first time. He told a lot of bad judgment jokes, and dad asked the daughter what she saw in the dim-witted son of a gun. I'll fill in the blanks there for Don. We've got 2917 listening, but unfortunately his name is not Les. I may identify you as that in the software. 2917 will just be not Les from now on. Don't hold me to that. 8458, I once heard a girl trying to explain to another girl that her baby daddy was the other girl's boyfriend.
I've heard a conversation like this.
It's the only time in my life that I'm ever going to utter that phrase.
I was on a bus in Muncie, Indiana.
Okay. every great story should start with, I was on a bus.
I was on a bus in Muncie, Indiana, and it was the shuttle that takes students from the campus to the grocery store.
And does it have a name? Is it like the Cardinal Express, Redbird Express?
Let's go with the Cardinal Express.
Okay.
The Chirp Chirp Mobile.
Is that what it actually is?
No, I just made that up.
Okay.
But the driver must have had one of their friends sitting behind her, and they were gossiping. And they must have had a friend that just had a kid. And that friend must have had a boyfriend. But they were speculating that, you know what? That baby doesn't look a lot like Dave. It looks a lot like one of their friends, Jim. And let's just say they both agreed and they were both very loud. And the entire bus was able to hear their exact conversation about how they think that their friend has been cheating on her boyfriend. And the kid was not her boyfriend's.
I am almost as disappointed in the result of this little foray off topic as I was at Gary Rima for his call of the UNLV game. But let's see if Scott in Springville can give us a story topper here. Scott joining us on the phone line. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, you were talking about the most embarrassing things. My brother, my wife, and myself bought a business back in 96. And we were, it has to do with the construction industry. And we were, my wife and I were at a fast food restaurant, nothing fancy, and I heard people talking this business down really bad. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. We just bought this thing and they're talking about how bad it was. Well, it turned out, luckily they were, whatever, they had names on their shirts to their business. They were contractors stuff, and well, I don't know, just I didn't say to them I wanted to, but and turned out they called us and we did a bunch of work for them after that for several years till they went out of business. We're still in business, so I don't know what, you know.
So it's safe to say you got the last laugh there, Scott. I appreciate the phone call. I don't want to get into specifics on this, but I once worked with somebody who got into trouble at the place that we worked at because they were also a loud public talker. And they went to lunch one day and they were talking about where they worked and then got back to the office and somebody said, hey, we need to sit down and have a chat. If you are going to disparage the company that you work for, make sure that you are doing it quietly and not in a public setting. And said person, well, they were still loud. But I don't think they ever talked bad about the place where we worked ever again. And that's not any, I may or may not be talking about this building. Could be any number of places that I've worked before and any number of people that I've worked with before who were oftentimes loud in public, trying to draw attention to themselves, whether subconsciously or not. 319-366-1600. Awkward conversations overheard in public.
So,
Les, you are a terrible engineering manager and your coworkers hate you.
About 3 years ago in St. Louis, there was a big time construction project where a part of one of the major highways in the town went under construction, I think 25 miles of highway 64. And my dad's company was working on it. So one Sunday afternoon, we're going to a St. Louis Rams game, and he brings along a friend and a friend of a friend. So the friend of a friend starts talking about traffic in St. Louis. And he says, what about this highway, Highway 40? It used to be known as Highway, well, this Highway 40 project. What a disgrace. This is ridiculous. The city and the project are causing so much harm, and traffic is awful, and I think it's horrible for the city. And little did he know that the two people that he was in the car with were responsible for the project. So that was really awkward.
That's awkward, too. I've been witness to a number of awkward conversations before. Oftentimes you can tell it's family members, but nothing beats people dating. And you can often tell sometimes when it's a first date and there's just no chemistry there. And have led. I've witnessed my fair share of very awkward situations involving people who are very clearly on a date and it's not going well. And one of the, it's usually the guy who thinks things are going much better than they actually are. And you just, my wife and I were out at dinner one time a couple years ago. She wanted so desperately to interject and just to point out that things were heading in the wrong direction. I was like, no, we can't do that.
It was that bad?
It was that bad and that obvious.
That she wanted to step in and say, guys.
And that guy may have been talking loud enough or as loud as the guy at lunch earlier today who was tearing down Les. If we have anybody who's named Les, who listens to the program, who is an engineering manager, what does an engineering manager do? Sounds like somebody, that sounds like a position that people, your coworkers, could easily hate you for. Engineering manager sounds like you sit on your rear end and supervise people. You put manager behind any word.
Maybe it's their boss. Maybe they're the engineers, and he's the manager, and it has to be their boss. Who else are you going to talk about? Who else would you feel that strongly to talk about that way in a public setting that loudly, other than somebody who has a position that is higher than yours on the in the pecking order?
Ryan and Walford, not in public, but I was at my grandparents' house and went to the restroom. My grandparents, being hard of hearing, didn't realize how loud they were talking, and my grandma was saying how her great-granddaughter was not cute. Now it's just awkward seeing her hold her great-granddaughter, who she thinks is not cute. Many of these stories could probably involve old people who are hard of hearing, not realizing. My grandmother, who just passed away not all that long ago, probably endeared herself to my wife during the many, many family gatherings, because there's just, at a certain age, old people get to say whatever they want, and they can... they can get away with it, and everybody goes, they're just old. And maybe that's part of it. I don't know. But I think I look back on some of the things that were said, and I think, oh, my God. Thank God my grandmother wasn't a United States senator. 319-366-1600. This is crazy what's going on, isn't it? 523, that segment was a real winner. I'll make sure to cut that up and get that on the old SoundCloud highlight. Are we doing that anymore? When's the last time we had one of those?
It's been a minute.
Am I that bad?
No.
Am I that bad that there's nothing interesting on this show that we put out into the ether for people to enjoy? Here's 15 minutes of Todd fighting his own boredom off on the air, telling a story that wasn't all that interesting to begin with about two guys and a brutal verbal takedown of a coworker very loudly. And finally, these guys leave, and there was a table of three women off to my right. You know it's bad when the people get up and leave and the table next to you, they looked over at me like, could you believe that? I was like, man, yeah. Meanwhile, I'm in Twitter. I'm just trying to ignore what's going on. I'm feeling sorry for Les, and I'm trying to get caught up on where Shohei Ohtani's going and Giancarlo Stanton and all of that good stuff.
Did these guys make your low-carb meal even more difficult to take down?
No, because it was a really good pile of meat and fat today.
Okay.
It was one of the better. I've got a handful of places that I'm eating at on this quote unquote diet, and this is one of my favorite places to go to. I don't know whether I want to do this or not, but we can go to line one, and Brent is in my hometown of DeWitt. Brent, what's up?
Hey, I got a quick one for you.
Yeah.
As a young man about 14 years old in junior high, I'm in the locker room talking with a good friend. And the night before, I had walked home a young girl, and we had kissed and made out, as some young junior high kids do. And I told my friend that I think I'm no longer or almost not a virgin, is what I said. And it wasn't that serious. Wasn't anything that bad. It was just kissing and maybe heavy petting. Well, as I'm sharing this with him, my two junior high football coaches walked in the locker room saying, "You're almost not a what?"
Yeah, that counts. Might be the best story that we got tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, Brent. 319-366-1600. It's got to be at least it wasn't somebody named Les.
More than heavy petting. That's
yes.
That's the good part.
And get to the bottom of who those coaches were. You know what? Let's end this. Yeah, make this the final segment of the show ever, and I just walk out the door at 5:26. It wouldn't be the first time I felt that way. BJ and Marion was going to call, but like my wife, my daughter cries when I listen to you guys, but I once overheard an awkward breakup. This guy told the girl that it was over. The girl was devastated and had an ugly crying fit, and the dude, after about 15 minutes of crying, just got up and left her there. 5 minutes later, the waiter served them the food they ordered, and the girl sat alone and ate her meal.
Good for her.
That, folks, is a walk-off. 5:26, we'll step aside, take a quick timeout, and when we come back, Kyle's going to have a Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you, and then it is back to the world of sports. Can't guarantee it's going to be any more interesting than that, but back to the world of sports. 319-366-1600. Iowa-Iowa State basketball women's version on the way tonight, 1600 a.m. coming up at 6:30. And a whole lot more to get to before 7 o'clock tonight, including that $50 gift certificate to Hertine and Stocker Jewelers on the Ped Mall in Iowa City. Back with more after this.
Looking for a career that you can actually be excited about? Look no further than CCC Information Services. CCC is now hiring remote customer service positions in the Cedar Rapids area. This position processes inbound calls and enters vehicle data for potential total loss insurance claims. The best part? You work from the comfort of your own home, not a call center. No commuting and no cost filling the gas tank. Great candidates will have 2 to 3 years of customer service experience, excellent verbal and written communication skills, and the ability to travel to Sioux Falls for paid training. CCC Information Services is a stable, growing employer, and they're eager to meet talented individuals with excellent customer service skills and a positive attitude. CCC offers competitive benefits, great bonuses, and career advancement opportunities. Starting pay is between $13 and $14 per hour. For full details and to apply online, go to cccis.com. CCC Information Services is an equal opportunity employer. Go to cccis.com right now.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate in ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
Own your man motions this season. Scream at a fumble, get misty at the Hail Mary pass, or ugly cry when your draft team tanks. Which won't judge. They'll just show up with box lunches, mini sandwiches, pasta salads, wraps, trays of sweets, whatever you order, and bring it right to your football watch party or tailgate. Which Superior Sandwiches, catering to the emotional football fans up and down the corridor. Place your catering order for the next home game now at whichwich.com.
5:29, we have reached the halfway point, and you probably reached your breaking point somewhere in the last 15 or 20 minutes, just knowing most of the listeners. But for those of you that are still with us, believe me, I do appreciate it very much, and I appreciate it so much that we're going to give you another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One with over 40 locations across the corridor for all your banking needs.
It's postseason accolade season, and today Josie Jewell was named first team All Big Ten and named the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year by the Associated Press. Despite missing a game, he led the conference with 123 tackles. Josh Jackson was also named to the first team defense, while Sean Welch was named to the second team offense. Jackson was also named a first team All-American by Pro Football Focus, as well as Iowa State's David Montgomery. 90 University of Iowa athletes were named academic All-Big Ten across six fall sports, and of the 90, 41 were football players. That breaks Iowa's single-season record of 22 selections from last year. Students from women's soccer, men and women's cross-country, field hockey, and volleyball were also recognized. It's Cyhawk week of the basketball season. The men will play on Thursday, and there's a chance that the Cyclones will have only 8 players active for the second straight game. Jacoby Long is recovering from a concussion, but the team also announced that it will be without Zoran Talley indefinitely after an MRI yesterday showed a stress fracture in his foot. For the Hawkeyes, Connor McCaffrey isn't likely to play, while Ryan Kriener has a chance to return from his concussion. The women's Cy-Hawk game is going to go down tonight in Ames. You'll be able to hear it on KGYM. That game's actually going to feature the Big Ten and Big 12's reigning players of the week in Iowa's Megan Gustafson and Iowa State's Bridget Carlton. And we're going to go to that game on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, beginning at 6:30. You'll be able to finish the rest of our show on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, as well as 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
319-366-1600, the number to reach us at. Caller number 6 right now is going to take home a $50 gift certificate to Hertine and Stocker Jewelers on the Ped Mall. 366-1600, Christmas right around the corner. $50 can give you a nice stocking stuffer. Or you could do what I would do because you're a selfish jerk and spend it on yourself. 366-1600, we'll find out who our winner is when we return after this.
Hello everyone, Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to. That's right, we love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up, and that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off all pizzas when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get all pizzas for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's only valid through December 7th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Kevin Winter, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell signs his contract extension today. It was also signed off on by the NFL's Compensation Committee. News is first reported by Pro Football Talk, confirmed by Adam Schefter. It's a 5-year extension, $200 million, $40 million per year. Next up, Jerry Jones, your move. Remember, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys had threatened to sue the National Football League if this extension were to go through. The league does say they're thinking about implementing a targeting rule next year, just like they have in college. Troy Vincent, the NFL's VP of football operations, has said we've seen it work in college to a degree. Most importantly, it is reviewable in college, and that's something they want to present to the competition committee coming up in February. The league said today they're also monitoring the situation in Southern California. That's where they have all the wildfires that are going on. Rams today altered their practice. They did not work out indoors, had had a walkthrough. Their league is monitoring the situation. Rams and Eagles are going to play Sunday afternoon at the Coliseum.
No matter what your budget is, take the JCPenney Holiday Challenge and find surprising gifts at even more surprising prices. Save on toys, apparel, and name brand gifts your family will love. Come in the store or go to jcp.com and get everything on your list for less than you think. JCPenney.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Napa Know How!
If 80s minivans taught us anything, it's that wood grain can make anything cooler. Like the wood grain Bluetooth speaker from Napa for only $15.99. That's a small price to pay for wireless connectivity, great sound, and a sleek finish. So come get the Bluetooth speaker from Napa with wood grain trim for only $15.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 12/31/17.
Colonel Sanders here with another important holiday message from KFC. This year, don't get the ones you love some lame, boring gift like a new car or jewelry or toys or expensive electronics or any other junk. Nope, get that special someone what they really want. Exactly! A KFC $5 fill-up with 100% white meat popcorn chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink. It's the perfect gift for all those important people in your life who get hungry right around lunchtime. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
5:35. Welcome back in. We've officially reached the halfway point. Congratulations to Joe in Atkins. He's taking home the $50 gift card to Hertine and Stocker tonight, and we've got a couple more of those for you, one tomorrow and one on Friday, Hertine and Stocker, located on the Ped Mall in Iowa City, 101 South Dubuque Street. Stop on by and tell a member of the Dickens family, one of them is always there, that you heard about them on KGYM. Plenty more to get to tonight. The Iowa women on the road taking on Iowa State. We'll have the Cyclone Radio Network presentation beginning at 6:30 on 1600 AM. And that means if you want to catch the final 30 minutes of the show tonight, including the 6 o'clock showdown, you'll have to tune in to one of our FM frequencies, 106.3 in Iowa City, 107.5 FM here in Cedar Rapids. Lots more to get to on the program tonight, including Tristan Cockcroft answering your fantasy football questions. He'll be with us at 6:05 tonight, his appearance sponsored by Imon Communications. We did have Paul and Marion, the first in the queue for Tristan. He has a question about a starting quarterback this week, Philip Rivers or Carson Wentz. And I don't know what Tristan is going to say about this, but something to keep an eye on this weekend, especially with the fantasy football on the horizon, the championship, the playoffs. The Eagles are at the Rams this weekend, and they are talking because of the wildfires in Los Angeles, which are getting very, very close to the city. UCLA was supposed to play a game tonight at DePauli Pavilion. They've canceled that because of the wildfires. They are talking about possibly postponing or moving that Philadelphia-LA game. So if you've got Carson Wentz or any of the Eagles and Rams, and I don't know whether there's any other games that are associated with the wildfires this weekend or not, something to keep an eye on. 319-366-1600. And speaking of heading west, I got a text during the bottom of the hour from Rob Howe at HawkeyeNation.com. Rob sits in on Fridays. We were going to be talking during the 6 o'clock hour on Friday with former Hawkeye running back LaShawn Daniels, but he is going to be on the team plane heading west. So we had to reschedule with LaShawn. He'll join us at some point in the future, and so that leaves us guestless in the 6 o'clock hour right now coming up on Friday. 319-366-1600. The poll question today at KGYMradio.com is who wins the Cy-Hawk battle tonight, the Iowa women or the Iowa State women? The Cy-Hawk series, by the way, is in the hands of Iowa State at the moment. They are leading 6-5, points on the line tonight and tomorrow, and later this week as well, I believe, with swimming, if I recall correctly.
I think they might pull away a little bit these next couple of nights. We'll find out, but having that home court advantage is going to help in both cases. Could not believe the statistic that I saw about the Iowa women's basketball team not winning in Ames since 1989. That is quite a streak that they're going to try to end tonight. We'll find out. And then tomorrow, I don't know how many Power 5 teams right now that I would take Iowa to beat on the road at this point. So we'll see what happens. I think last year the Iowa State game was kind of a turning point for that young Iowa basketball team, and hopefully for them, they can make it a turning point once again.
A couple people getting their questions in for Tristan tonight on the text line. Again, he'll be joining us coming up at the top of the hour. On the subject of the NFL, though, it is official. Roger Goodell has his five-year contract extension. Roger Goodell not going anywhere. I thought somebody put it tremendous earlier today on Twitter. Can you imagine being as terrible at your job as Roger Goodell and getting a five-year contract extension and $40 million. I can certainly understand being as bad at my job as Roger Goodell is as commissioner. I look in the mirror every morning and I identify with that. Now, the $40 million aspect of that, not so much. But this is reportedly was so far down the road that there was no turning back from this. And Jerry Jones, I don't know what Jerry Jones is going to do right now. He's not too happy with Roger Goodell, but it's official. The ink is dry, and Roger Goodell is going to remain the commissioner of the NFL for five more years. I think the bigger story today involving the league that many people claim not to care about anymore but still secretly do is the fact that they are contemplating putting a targeting rule in the books much like the college ranks, and you could see this coming to an NFL stadium near you. I go back to what Mike Leach said about targeting when he told the story about getting the speeding ticket in the small town in Iowa, which we have since identified, I believe, as Danville, Iowa, down by Burlington. And that's that it's okay, I think, to put some sort of warning system in place where the automatic ejection is sometimes a little bit over the line, depending on the severity of the situation and whether or not it was an accident or whether or not the officials can go back and look at the replay to figure out whether or not there was malicious intent. I think unless there's malicious intent, you should at least be able to stay in the game. And it'll be interesting to see how this plays, because what's one of the arguments against the NFL right now? That the league is too soft. And so now if you're going to go another step further toward taking away hard hits, and now you're going to inject targeting, I don't see any way that this plays well for the NFL.
I've heard people say that the NFL is too soft, but I think that's one of the most uneducated and ludicrous, ridiculous, and pathetic arguments that I've heard. That is absolutely not true. And taking away some of these hits like we saw the other night in the Cincinnati and Pittsburgh game, those have to go away. The Juju Smith-Schuster hit, the George Iloka hit on Antonio Brown. When you launch and you hit somebody in the head with your head, it should be a penalty. And I have no problem with it being an ejection, because those are the types of hits that nobody wants to see. And I get the argument that other hits are inherently dangerous, and I agree with that. Football is in a very interesting place right now, but for people to say it's too soft is absolutely ridiculous, and it just kind of shows that you don't watch a lot of football, I guess.
Looks like this is interesting. We've talked about the college football coaching carousel for several weeks here as guys have started to job hop. But Big 12 fans, remember what a train wreck Baylor football is at the moment? Remember who was hired to be the full-time permanent replacement to Art Briles in Waco? Matt Rhule,
yes.
The former Penn State Nittany Lion. Well, there are rumors circulating that Matt Rhule could be a candidate for the New York Giants head coaching position, vacated earlier this week when Ben McAdoo was shown the McAdoor by the Giants ownership group after benching Eli Manning, who, by the way, is going to be the starting quarterback for the Giants again. So Ben McAdoo, in his infinite wisdom, benching Eli Manning, costing himself the job, costing Eli Manning the starting streak, and they're back at square one. Eli's still the starter. McAdoo's out of a job. But Matt Rhule could not possibly want to get out of Baylor more at this point. If you're going from Baylor to the New York Giants, the way that things are right now in the NFL tells me somebody's got a little buyer's remorse on that job.
I don't think that he thought it was going to be as big of a turnaround as it's going to have to be for him. But the New York Giants hiring a guy that did his best work as the head coach at Temple and won one game last year at Baylor. I know Ben McAdoo is not a great head coach, but yikes. You can't do better than that.
Let's head to the phone line, sir. 319-366-1600. If I sound distracted here, I'm reading a story online called Four Things Sports Radio Pros Should Think About Every Day, and Les is not included in this article. Let's bring Sonny in Iowa City on board. He wants to talk about targeting and maybe some other things. Sonny, we will grant you additional leeway if you have comments beyond targeting. How are you?
I'm doing good. Poor Les, right? But I don't know what, I mean, you shredded those other guys pretty good. That was unfortunate. And this will get back to them. I guarantee it. With regards to targeting, the optics on that Steelers-Bengals game were so bad. Like, they were as bad as the NFL could possibly have hoped against. And it happened on Monday Night Football, and it was just awful. And so when they're talking about bringing in, you know, targeting penalties like the college game, I think that that is, I mean, that's one of the only things they can do as damage control right now. They are in a problem because it is not the odd parent now that is worried about their kids playing football or holding their kids away from football. It is approaching maybe, you know, like every other parent is having this conversation, and that is a scary thing for the NFL. They're struggling right now, and to remove that pipeline of players that want to do that is just going to set them back. Now, naturally, you know, we live in a gladiatorial society, so I suppose that this kind of stuff is never going to go away. I mean, the MMA is still around, for God's sake. So, I don't know. The one thing I wanted to say about the coaching deal is I feel like now is the time that we can all say for Brett Bielema, you know, like, everyone saw this coming, that he would go leave Wisconsin. Like, how bad did things have to be at Wisconsin for Bielema to go to a place that he knew he'd be fired from? And here we are. So, I don't know. I wish the best of the guy.
Appreciate the phone call, Sonny. I have a tremendously horrible feeling in the pit of my stomach about the 6 o'clock showdown right now, and I have no idea why. But during Sonny's phone call there, I am looking into the future, and I am staring into the abyss. But where to begin with that? I don't know. This whole conversation that parents are having with their kids not playing football and everything, and I suppose it's a conversation that I'm going to have to have at some point in my life now with my son and my wife, who's a huge football fan. And I made the mistake one time of tiptoeing up to the line and mentioning out loud that I was starting to have reservations about my son eventually playing football. And my wife put her foot down and let it be known that I was the only person in the house who had those reservations. I know. By the way, my son, who's a little over 1 year old, he hits his head virtually every day. And so he's trying to walk right now, and so he's losing his balance. He's falling over, and I'm thinking, my God, he's got to be scrambling his brain before he even figures out how to walk, let alone do anything like play football. But that game Monday night, I think is going to do more than just spur this conversation. And I got no problem with the officials stepping in and when guys go over the line, getting rid of them and getting them out of the game. I just think that if you're going to do it, you've got to have clearer boundaries in the rules than what they have in the college game right now. Because I think we've all seen some examples in the college game where you look and go, that's not done with intent, and guys are getting thrown out of the game. So I think if they want to go down that road, I think it's admirable, but they're going to have to make sure that they do a better job of it than they do in college, because right now in college, it's a crapshoot, and you don't know what the official, after he looks at the monitor, is going to come back and say.
I do wish that they would err more on the side of not necessarily leaving somebody in the game, but just use more common sense when it comes to the college game. Because when there's a targeting penalty called in the college game, you have to have indisputable evidence to say that that player didn't commit the foul to come back in the game. So if there's not good enough video evidence, or if there's not good enough angles, they're going to stick with that penalty and kick a guy out of the game, which I don't like. But I do not mind seeing somebody. It doesn't matter to me whether he meant to hit another guy in the head or meant to use his helmet or not. Those types of hits, I just don't understand how, at this point, players haven't learned, okay, well, lower the strike zone a little bit. Get the shoulder, use your shoulder, keep the head out of it, and don't hit other players in the head with your head. I think it's as simple as that. And when you see players do it like we saw the other night in the NFL game, in the Monday Night Football game between the Steelers and the Bengals, I think those guys should be kicked out of the game. So I wouldn't mind it, because at the end of the day, if the NFL doesn't do things to at least take those hits out of their game, then it's really going to be in trouble. It might be in trouble already.
319-366-1600. We're going to step aside and take a quick break. When we come back, I'll tell you about, very briefly, somebody is thinking of making a comeback in Major League Baseball at the age of 53. No, it's not Sammy Sosa, but it's equally enjoyable. Back with more after this.
Back in 1947, when young Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, he could pick up a pound of coffee for just 33 cents. Prices have changed a bit since then, so now, 7 decades later, $70 would be a very nice windfall, and $700 would be absolutely spectacular. So in honor of Hertin and Stocker's 70th anniversary, you can register right now to win one of 70 $70 gift certificates Hertin and Stocker is giving away. Drawings continue through December 18th. And on that final day, one person's name will be drawn to win the grand prize of a $700 gift certificate for their store. Stop and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and register for your chance to win. And be sure to wish a happy 70th anniversary to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Hi, I'm Linda Hass. Is your company's current payroll provider fumbling the ball?
Ooh.
It's time for help from the bench.
Time out.
Switch to Future Systems, Inc., the most trusted payroll company in the corridor. From one employee to thousands of employees, Future Systems has the experience and expertise to save you time and money. Call in the team from Future Systems today at 1-800-453-5809 or learn more at future-systems.net.
That's the sound of your in-laws' cat perched over your bed at 3 a.m. You wanted to save money this holiday, so you settled for their house. Now you're staring into the eyes of pure evil. If you booked a hotel on Priceline, you could have saved up to 60%. That's up to $120 a night. Plus, you'd be in your own comfortable, cat-free room. Save up to 60% on hotels when you book on Priceline and get the deals you won't find anywhere else.
Express deals are different. Exact hotel shown only after booking.
Doug McAllister and the folks at Pinnacle Realty know how important the concept of home is at this time of the year. So throw another log on the fire and enjoy all the great moments that being home for the holidays provides. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty has helped hundreds of people just like you sell or buy a home in the Cedar Rapids area. For Doug and the crew at Pinnacle Realty, it's all about home. Happy holidays and happy homes from Doug McAllister and Pinnacle Realty at soldincr.com.
Welcome back, 5:53, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way on all three KGYM frequencies at the moment. 1600 AM, the historic main gym, will at 6:30 switch over to the Cyclone Radio Network and bring you Iowa, Iowa State, the women playing tonight in the Cyhawks series, the men tomorrow. That means if you want to catch the 6 o'clock showdown and the final 30 minutes of the show tonight, you'll have to do so on 106.3 FM in Iowa City or 107.5 FM, the North Gym here in Cedar Rapids. Plenty more to get to. Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com is going to answer your fantasy football questions coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. Paul Shirley, the former Iowa State Cyclone men's basketball standout and NBA player, is going to be on the program tomorrow, along with Dylan Montz. We'll talk a little bit of Iowa, Iowa State, and preview tomorrow night's big game at Hilton Coliseum. Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes, losers of 4 of their last 5, including Monday night at Indiana, now 0-2 in the Big Ten. But we'll get the Cyclone perspective on that game with Dylan coming up tomorrow on the program. 319-366-1600. That's the Hertin and Stocker text line. And we want to hear from you tonight before 7 o'clock. But right now it's time to send things back over to Kyle. He's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, with over 40 locations across the corridor, for your banking needs.
It's postseason accolade season, and today Josie Jewell was named first team All-Big Ten and named the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year by the Associated Press. Despite missing a game, he led the conference with 123 tackles. Josh Jackson was also named to the first team defense, while Sean Welsh was named to the second team offense. Jackson was also named a first team All-American by Pro Football Focus, as well as Iowa State running back David Montgomery. 90 University of Iowa athletes were named academic All-Big Ten across six fall sports, and of the 90, 41 were football players. That breaks Iowa's single-season record of 22 selections from last year. Students from women's soccer, men and women's cross-country, field hockey, and volleyball were also recognized. It's Cyhawk week of the basketball season. The men will play on Thursday, and there's a chance that the Cyclones will have only eight players active for the second straight game. Jacoby Long is recovering from a concussion, but the team also announced that it will be without Zoran Talley indefinitely after an MRI yesterday showed a stress fracture in his foot. For the Hawkeyes, Connor McCaffrey isn't likely to play, while Ryan Kreener has a chance to return from his concussion. The women's Cyhawk game is going to go down tonight in Ames, however, and you'll be able to hear it on KGYM. That game is actually going to feature the Big Ten and Big 12's reigning players of the week in Iowa's Megan Gustafson and Iowa State's Bridget Carlton. And we're going to go to that game on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, beginning at 6:30. You can finish the rest of our show on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, as well as 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Rafael Palmeiro wants to return to Major League Baseball, not as a manager, not in the front office, not as an announcer. He wants to come back and play, at least according to Ken Rosenthal, who is now with The Athletic. Palmeiro is one of only five players in Major League Baseball history to hit 500 home runs, collect 3,000 hits, and testify before Congress and not admit to doing steroids, which has tainted his reputation. It's kept him out of the Hall of Fame, and Rosenthal writes that Palmeiro wants to come back at the age of 53, prove that he can still play the game, and go out on his own terms. This is the single worst idea that I think I've seen.
Period.
Period, this week. And that includes when one guy said to the other guy, hey, let's go grab a burger today and talk about less. That wasn't as bad of an idea as he's 53. He's 53 years old.
Is he that young?
What do you mean, is he that young?
He's 53. Thought he was older than that.
No, he's 53. But he wants to go out on his own terms. What, by looking terrible? Minnie Minoso played in his 50s. That was a publicity stunt. Satchel Paige pitched in his 40s. You're talking about a guy trying to hit major league pitching at the age of 53? Rafael Palmeiro. He embarrassed himself in front of Congress, and I don't know whether there's any truth to this or not. Rosenthal's a pretty good reporter. Why would you want to come back out of retirement? Tristan Cockcroft going to join us from ESPN.com. He'll answer your fantasy football. He'll answer your fantasy.